Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we will be discussing Anthony Schleha's new book, The English Kobzar. The English Kobzar is a collection of stories about Soviet exiles after World War II. According to Stalin, these exiles were to be returned to the Soviet Union, dead or alive, to face the consequences of leaving their homes without the permission of the Soviet government. This book was inspired by his father, Semen Schlega, and his wartime experiences. Semen died before he could share the story of his wartime experiences with his son. Anthony then set out to uncover his father's past by doing detailed research on displaced persons and interviewing countless people on his fascinating journey of discovery. Schlega uses the image of the Kobzar as the central focus of his story collection. Ukrainian Kobzars were minstrels who sang on their travels throughout Ukraine. They also spread news about what was going on in their country to isolated areas. The early Soviet government saw these traveling minstrels as a threat and exterminated them. For Schlega, the Soviet exiles after World War II were very similar to the wandering Kobzars. Both groups faced extermination while traveling the world to spread the truth about Ukraine. The Soviet exiles were displaced persons who suffered horribly during the war under the Nazi regime. However, they had also suffered under the Soviet regime. When the war ended, they did not want to return to the Soviet Union for fear of torture and certain death. The fears of these Soviet exiles were definitely justified. Schlega quotes Stalin's Order 227 from July the 28th, 1942, at the very beginning of his book. Panic mongers and cowards should be exterminated in place. The very first section, Xenophobia, describes the harsh realities of Cossack life under Soviet communism. The oppression was the main element for Soviet control. These instructions were clear and deadly. Shockingly, after World War II, Western Allied forces enforced the horrific policy of delivering Soviet prisoners of war and refugees into Stalin's hands. In the two stories, Surviving Lienz and After Lienz, Schlega describes a Cossack tragedy. At Lienz, the British Army tried to turn over thousands of Stalin's exiles to the Soviets. This led to a massacre of epic proportions. Schlega uses an excerpt from his book, Surviving Lienz, to tell the still largely unknown tragic story. After Lienz adds detail to this horrific story by documenting the memories of the survivors of the lethal deportation. It also includes the memories of their children. Although these stories are historically important, they were at times rambling and repetitive. Schlega's self-published ebook could definitely have used more editing. Anthony Schlega is at his best when he is retelling stories that are very close to his heart. In his story, The 30-Shilling Child, he gives readers insight into the horrors of his childhood. His father's psychological issues resulting from his wartime experiences cause him to take out his frustrations on his young son. Anthony captures the intolerable situation in his graphic descriptions and his poignant revelations about his own feelings. While speaking to his sympathetic neighbor, he says, "I longed to tell her how he had beaten me, but I was frightened I'd get another good hiding." Perhaps the best section of the English Kobzar is the final story, Tsipek, which chronicles Anthony's personal experiences and conversations with John Demjanjuk, a Soviet exile who became a scapegoat for Nazi war crimes. Readers will be fascinated by Demjanjuk's final days and his stories about his wartime experiences. Schlegel should definitely explore Demjanjuk's life in a more detailed fashion in the future. Anthony Schlegel wrote the English Kobzar under his Ukrainian name Anton Schleha. He was born in Lee, England, near the city of Manchester. His troubled relationship with his father, a survivor of the Lienz massacre, led him to research the history of this time. Anthony published his first book, Surviving Lienz, in 2009. A portion of this book is reprinted in the English Kobzar. Anthony now lives in the Bavarian Alps with his wife and son. The English Kobzar is available at Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.